Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Moms and dads see the world differently.
Oh, yeah, they sure do.
When it comes to the kids, there is mom trust, what they think the kids can handle and what they need to do for them. And then there is dad trust. And most of the time, those two things don't line up together.
Yeah, opposites. Yeah.
It's reared its ugly head in the Duffy household because my wife trusts my oldest to be able to handle right now this thing that is something, as her dad, I am confident is going to bite us in the ass not too far down the road.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So very exciting times for the Duffys.
Yeah, what happened?
So my oldest, she's 13. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, she leaves on a class trip to Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. That's like a big one.
Yep. Yeah. School takes them.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Bunch of 13-year-olds. I'm really happy she gets to experience this. You know, all the independence.
But very adult. Yeah. You like a hotel travel. Yeah.
Yep. You're eating with all your friends in restaurants and things like that.
It's cool.
So my daughter is super excited.
Oh, yeah.
I am super excited for her. I'm a little bit jealous. My wife is a nervous wreck.
She just thinks, okay.
The like sending her off on her own for the first time.
That's a big
move. Not that she's on her own.
Yeah, no,
but
there's going to be 30 adults. But,
but it's still a big move.
Yeah, I hear you sitting on a bus.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, with adults everywhere.
Did you ever go?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Because you had to be smart. Never made the cut.
So my wife's got big time mama bear energy, which I love about her. I love it. But it's coming out in over preparing our oldest for this trip. And one thing she did, oh my God.
She got her passport, right? Her TSA card.
If she hears this, my daughter will be going with her passport. So the whole family's in the car on Sunday.
Yeah.
And my wife, she all of a sudden picks up her phone and she calls someone. She's in the passenger seat. And it turns out she called our credit card company.
Oh.
Because she wants to attach her credit card to my daughter's Apple Pay on her phone.
Oh. So she just swipes the phone, Mama Pay.
In case she needs something.
Let me say that
Can I get in on that?
No, no, you can't. No, no, you can't.
I need tires.
You can put it on his phone. He won't figure out how it works.
I want to say that again so everyone can comprehend what is happening. My wife wants to give our 13-year-old daughter access to our credit card via her cell phone while she is out of town with all of her friends on a class trip.
Are you also giving your daughter cash on top of that?
Yes.
So, I mean, the beauty of that is there's a limit, right? She can spend until the cash is gone. I'm guessing you haven't put any limits on the credit card.
I don't even know how the hell my wife was doing this. I don't know if she knew what she was doing. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
When she's on the phone and I realize what she's doing, she's on the phone with this guy with the credit card company, my knee-jerk reaction was saying, what are you doing? I said that like that out loud. And that really upset her.
She's going to come home with so many Taylor Swift for President t-shirts.
Yes, you're 100% right. Yes, yes.
Swifty Nation.
So I knee jerk and go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
She's really upset. And now we're having this discussion in the car with the kids in the back. And my wife tells me she wants our daughter to have this credit card in case of emergency on the trip. God forbid something happens. Our daughter doesn't have money.
Yeah, but you could get money. I mean, you can pay for anything anywhere now. Like, you don't even, she doesn't even need, she got into trouble, mm-hmm. like where she needed money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could square that away with somebody immediately.
I could Venmo them if
that's
my,
what I'm saying. Yes, like, absolutely. You could direct, yeah. you could do,
yeah.
right.
send me, email me. What I, you don't need it.
And past that point, past that point. Mm. Look, I understand my wife's concern, right? Yeah. God forbid she's broke and doesn't
emergency.
Have money.
You yeah, can't emergency. Do this, bro.
So I go, okay, no, I get you, and we'll get there. So I look at my wife in the car and I go, listen, fine argument. Give me a single example of how having a credit card on her phone could help her out of a jam. Because if she gets separated, what is she going to do? Buy a three-course meal in Georgetown while she waits for yeah. the police? You don't have an Uber app. You can't call for an Uber. You would dial 911. Meanwhile, you know my oldest. You guys know my oldest.
She's got a shop.
Okay. I love my daughter.
She's half you.
Bingo. She gets everything she can, every way she can. Mm-hmm. And as I'm having this conversation with my wife, I move my rearview mirror down to look at her face, mm-hmm. and she has this Grinch oh. smile. She knows.
Gotta be.
And even if my daughter doesn't rip us off for all our money, she could lose that phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which kids do all the time. And now someone six states away has my credit card.
Maybe they would spend less.
I'm not off here, right?
No. Don't not do this. Let me tell you a little story about a little kid that went to military school that they had. So, yeah, when I went to military school, you had to buy all your clothes there. Okay. If you weren't in uniform, you had to be in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
So I got something on a suit. I went and spent in 1973 at the campus store where I was going to school $400.
Holy crap! On
in 1972.
What? Just on clothes?
Just on clothes and
Man,
stuff.
Man, you were the same little bitch back then,
I
yes,
too.
I was. And by the way, they had a tailor. So when you got this stuff, you had to stand there, you know, like on the thing with the pins and all that stuff. And
this
stuff.
Is making so much sense to me now.
So I had like, I remember I had like four tailored suits.
At 12?
At 12 years old, four school, because they're all school issued yeah. stuff, right? It was either gray or black. So I was either going to be an Italian major D or a mortician. And my old man got the bill and flipped out, man.
Oh, so like you could just go and ask yeah. for it and they would charge your
my
dad. Okay.
There wasn't even any limit to it.
Bro, that's like $2,000-$3,000
with inflation.
What made
you get four?
I was like, I was in Adrian Jules as a 12-year-old, get my suits done.
What made you get four at 12?
Because I just said, well, you know, because my thinking was, I don't want to wash them and they get dirty. You know, I'm a kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I should probably get like four of them. Because I had one, so that was like 5 days a week.
I can't imagine.
But I even got, like, the belt, the tie. Like, the stuff I didn't even need to, like, replace. I already had all that stuff. I was a sharp 12-year-old.
And that's my fear, right? Because, like, there's a responsibility yeah. you have to have to possess a credit card. By the way, mm-hmm. a responsibility I didn't have when I was legally yeah. allowed to have a credit card. Yeah. I had a single credit card when I turned 18. I had it for 3 months. The massive credit limit mm-hmm. of $300. Mm-hmm. And I had it taken away from me.
Yeah.
I don't trust I love my daughter. She's not old enough
no.
to understand.
Especially in a place like D.C.
Yes.
There's there's all those little tchotchkala stands and everything now you don't have to have cash for.
Thank you. Thank you. She's going to Apple Pay it. Boop, 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 boop.
And she'll start buying for her friends if she wants to be big shot, right?
No, yes! The problem
I got it. I got it.
The problem isn't going to be buying for your friends. The problem is going to be going out with that one friend that has the unlimited budget and now everybody wants to have what that friend has.
Yeah, mm-hmm. no,
you got
yeah,
it,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Kimmy, would you give a 13-year-old a credit card?
I don't, I mean, I.
I love how it's my wife, so you're like choosing
well,
your words
no,
carefully.
No, no.
If
Here's...
I had this take.
Like, my parents.
But your old man don't spend.
No,
I met
but
his kid.
He was big on like helping me be financially responsible with a credit card.
Mm. Okay.
So it's hard for me to say that your wife's doing the wrong thing because I feel like my parents would have done this for me if it was possible to put it on like a phone or something, mm. right? So I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing that your daughter learns how to use one.
You have to kid me right now. You think it's a good yeah. thing? My daughter has access to my credit. Are you out of your
I mean, the good
mind?
Thing is you can see everything she's spending it
yes,
on.
Yes, and I can
Too
see
late.
It.
Hey, yes. Guess what just happened that you missed?
What am I going to do? Have my daughter arrested for credit card fraud in D.C.?
I mean, but that's the thing. Like, if
good luck with that town.
Spends too much. You say, okay, no more credit card. I mean, it's,
oh,
it's
wow,
the
no
thing
more
you
credit.
Get to take away.
She got $500 out of me. No more credit card. Like, the kid knows what she's doing. All
oh,
right.
yeah.
It comes down to this. Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. My oldest, 13-year-old, she's headed on a trip with her school to Washington, D.C. Tomorrow, my wife is in full mama bear panic mode. You would think she's going off to college,
yeah.
right? My wife, The other day, without asking me, we're driving in the car, calls our credit card company to set up our credit card on my daughter's Apple Pay on her phone. And when I was like, what are you doing? My wife got pissed because I love my 13-year-old. I do not trust her with our credit card. My wife, what if she gets separated? What if she needs money? This, that, and the other thing. It comes down to mom trust versus dad trust. My wife trusts our oldest to use this credit card the right way. Because my wife is nervous. She's having a hard time with her baby going off.
Yeah.
And that's something a lot of moms can identify with. Meanwhile, I have dad trust. And dad trust is a little bit different. Dads do not give any slack until you can prove you can handle that kind of responsibility.
Oh, so you're like Reagan with the Russians? Trust but verify?
Show me you can handle it, and I'll let you handle it.
But how's she going to show you?
There are other things in your life, like if you're responsible for.
Yeah.
I would say, okay, yeah, okay. I think you can handle the situation.
Like what?
I don't know. Making sure your retainer's in. If you can't remember your retainer, I'm a little nervous. You're going to leave your phone behind in D.C., and now someone's got my credit card.
You can kind of figure out, though, with your with anybody, really, like who's a spender and who's a saver.
Okay.
Right?
Well, every 13-year-old's a spender, though.
No, but I like you don't come across as a spender to me. Like you're not lavish.
No, but I mean, I would spend if I had it. Like if it was somebody else's money as a kid.
I think that's a saver. Like I think if your kid's a spender, like I'm guessing with your kids, you one's a little bit more. Just going to blow through it. The other one's going to say, "Yeah, now I'm going to think about it."
Look, I mean, like when my 11-year-old, I would trust 100%.
She'll stop and think and go, "Okay, maybe exactly. I don't need this."
Like I trust my oldest in a situation where she's in trouble to talk her way out of it. Mm-hmm. I trust my youngest to be responsible enough with like that kind of responsibility where she's not going to steal from me.
I think you also learn how to shop and spend based on your parents, and I don't know what your kids see when you guys go out. Shopping, you know what I mean?
Like, really? Are there? I don't know. It depends on who they're out with.
Oh, you don't spend?
What? No. What do I spend on? I get 2 salads a day. That's what I get.
And
what?
Jerseys.
Okay, but
and
I don't
shoes.
Buy them in front of the kids. And I haven't bought a pair of sneakers in forever. I was trying to help you with sneakers. This is how you repay me.
I'm just saying. Like, I think that is also where they learn it from. Well, if mom shops here or dad shops here all the time, like why would it be out of the ordinary for me to buy something?
Well, then that's a big problem then, now that she has access. By the way, my wife did it. It's done. It's already done. There's no going back.
If the ship has sailed, then let's just see how she does. Because I mean, if she, let's say she comes back clean, no problems with the credit card, you start trusting her?
Yeah,
I mean, that was a big test.
Yeah,
you're right.
If she gets like an A+ on the card,
all right, so
do you let her go? Okay, I mean you gotta say okay, she passed the test.
All right, so here's my biggest fear, because my 13-year-old,
or is she playing the long game?
That's it. She's very smart. She's a very smart
big
kid.
Ticket item coming up.
That's just it. I could see my 13-year-old going this weekend. I mean, like, see, I didn't do it. My wife not disconnecting the credit card, and then all of a sudden, 3 months from now, she's at the mall with her friends, and boop. $300 something. Whoa.
Like, if you dollar cost average it over the 2 trips,
shut up.
It's only $1.50 a trip, see?
Like, going back to mom trust versus dad trust, where moms are willing to completely trust their children, where dads trust but verify, I need you to prove it to me. Was your mother more trusting than your father when you were a kid, Kimmy?
I think my mom just kind of let my dad... My mom wasn't the one that set the rules for that kind of stuff. So I don't really know where my mom stood, to be honest.
If you went to ask your mother for $20, would she give it
to
you?
She never had cash on her, ever.
My dad did not give her money.
I mean,
she had cash.
No, because there was one time, and it was the most embarrassing thing ever at the mall. We were waiting in line for like an Auntie Anne's pretzel, and they only were taking cash at the time because their credit card machine was broke, and my mom didn't have the cash on her to pay for it.
I ain't got pretzel money.
Like, my mom never had cash on her.
Was your mother more trusting than your father when you were a kid?
No, my mother did not trust anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mother, like, was... My mother did all the discipline. She's the one that smacked you around.
Okay.
Like, I told you, like, you would get open slap in the face in public, all that
stuff.
Is that
what your face looks like then?
Yeah. Yes. Remember, I got the belt after church almost every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I mean, my mother was...
My old man was kind of a sucker. Like, because I don't think he wanted to deal with it.
Okay.
So he just let her deal with the kids.
Like, my mother was the opposite. Like, if I could, like, make my mother think I needed something for like to yeah. benefit me, I can get whatever I want.
Really?
Like anything from my mother, where my dad would show me you're responsible. Show me. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMI for the break room Facebook page again. My wife is very nervous. My daughter going to DC on a class trip tomorrow through Friday. You think she's going off to college? I'm thrilled for her.
Oh,
but
I am
like
too.
All the stuff my wife has like gone out and gotten her. She attached our credit card to her phone. Mm. Her Apple Pay has our credit card on it. I do not think this is a good idea. Janelle writes us on Facebook. Duffy sounds like an old man. Lots of teenage kids have credit cards now in case of emergency. This isn't even her own card, so stop being old school. Your wife is right. What 13, 14, 15-year-old kids have a credit card right now?
I guess more than I thought, because I didn't think any did.
You just go and paste that. I've never heard of that.
Well, is it more common, though, just because people don't deal in cash as much, you know? So maybe it is more common to be connected to your parents' credit card.
A credit card. People are giving their children their own credit card?
$7 Frappuccino at Starbucks?
Bro,
I don't think so.
Seriously?
Yeah. She's been, hey, round of Frappuccinos for the house.
I know her. Buying. I know her. Oh, God. God. She's going to buy lunch for everybody. Mm-hmm. She's going to go to D.C. and buy lunch for everybody.
Can you imagine what a lunch costs in D.C.?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I'll let you know when she gets back.
Well, do they provide their meals? Like, would she have to buy lunch
so,
for herself?
So, like, they stop on the way down where you have to, like, there's one place where you have to, like buy your own. Oh,
gotcha.
No. And it's, like, the first day, too.
You're going to be tracking her like a storm. Down the coast like the Weather Channel.
Chrissy tweets at us. You can get us at WCMF Break Room on Twitter. Don't worry, Pat. The only thing your daughters are going to splurge on is the out-of-town Wegmans. She can buy all the sushi and cake she wants. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, sure.
I'm telling you, bro. She's going to buy all the little coffee drinks. She's going to buy all the snacks. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
How does my wife not see this? How does she not see this?
Well, she's trusting.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Like, no, I mean, I don't mean to sound like a
dick.
No,
I know.
I don't
know.
Mean to sound like a dick. I love my
kid. Because she grew up poor.
Yeah, so both of us did.
Almost as poor as you. Almost.
Well, she grew up in a trailer.
Bro, that would have been such an upgrade for you, that trailer in Delaware.
Can I do a quick side story?
Yeah.
So her mother, when I met her mother for the first time, went down to Delaware. My wife is from Delaware. She grew up in a trailer park. Mm. I had an idea of what the trailer was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time in my life I felt better about my background than like someone else I knew.
Was that rough?
No, we go down there. It was like the Taj Mahal of trailers.
Oh, it's nice.
I walked in, and I was depressed.
Yeah.
Like, you grew up in a trailer park, and your childhood was somehow better than mine. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Sandy. Hey, Sandy, what's going on?
Hi. About the topic, absolutely not.
Thank you. Thank you. You got any kids, Sandy?
I do. She's 11 right now, so hells no.
Okay, so like, okay, so your kid would have lack of responsibility with the card as well.
Oh my God, she'd be like buying everything and anything, apps on phones, games, stuff for her friends.
Oh, I didn't even think about the apps. This she could buy stuff online too. God.
Oh, she can.
Well, yeah, it's Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I gotta call my wife.
I mean it. It really depends because you gotta know your kid. Mine is very mature, being 11. But if anything, I would get her like a prepaid thing and I would upload money on it for her. I would not give her my credit card or have any link to our bank account whatsoever.
Okay. I'm so good. I'm the perfect mom. I have links to the credit card with credit limit.
No, but wait.
Because I'm just so cool.
It's a weird side-by-side because you're like, my kid's great. I trust my kid, but I don't trust my kid. That's kind of your argument here, Sandy.
With limits, I trust my child.
No, I'm just, I would not because, like, she asked for stuff on Apple Pay and everything and wants me to buy her stuff. So she would definitely, I think she put most of her money in her account for her lunch to buy ice cream and splurge on stuff that she should not and lied about it and hit it, but ended up blowing money. So my kid is, like, food motivated.
Yep,
definitely
I get that.
She'd blow through it.
Well, no, Sandy, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And that's the other thing.
That's a new word I've never heard before. She say food motivated?
You've never heard food motivated before?
No.
Oh, it's been a thing for a while.
All right.
No, like my daughter did exactly what she just described. When my daughter got into middle school, they have like a credit thing for lunch.
At the cafeteria.
No cash. She started buying all that stuff on credit.
Snack line.
And she lied to us.
But it's all good snacks.
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But she lied to us and like, we can see exactly what you ordered on a daily basis. So I would let her like, let the rope out, and then like, boom. 252 WCMF. We'll take one more call. Trisha's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Trisha, how are you?
How are you?
Good.
Here's a process. Instead of linking your cards to her Apple Pay, why not send her Apple Cash whenever she needs the extra money? Then you have how much money you send in there. You can send her $100, $200. What she needs, but your car's not actually linked to her Apple Pay.
Look, that sounds like a great idea. That sounds like a great idea, right? My wife, I don't even think we need to do that with her phone. She's going to have plenty of stuff. She's with the group, but it's done, Trisha. It's done. She has the card. It's on her phone. My wife will not listen to reason. It's over with.
And they also, now they make certain cards where you could have, like, linked and given her own card attached to your account. But if she's overspending or spending on crazy stuff, you could lock the card and she can't use it.
All right.
Unless she has your...
No, I will call the police.
On your daughter?
I will call the police. Credit card fraud. Trisha, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I would like to read one more message and move on from here. Ned writes us, totally screwed. You will end up with 5 FBI sweatshirts of all different colors. And he's right.
Okay.
It would be funny if she bought you guys gifts with it.
With our own money? That's exactly what she's going to do.
I got you guys a souvenir.
It's a kickback.
A bribe.
With our own money. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rochester loves itself some crime stories, man.
Oh, yeah, we got some good ones.
We brag about serial killers. Mm-hmm. We watch all the terrible news specials about awful things that happen in our town.
Mm.
But it seems mob history is what Rochester residents are the most fond of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all those guys that you love to talk about, they're all starting to come back.
Oh, really? They did their time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the folks that wax nostalgically about this organized crime from back in the day, you know, they're so cool, you'd totally be fine with them if they moved right next door, right?
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a participant in one of the most infamous crimes in Rochester's history, is on the street again. Albert Ranieri. Do you know that name?
Oh, yeah.
The driver of the 1990 armored truck heist in Henrietta that ended up with $10.8 million being stolen.
I think at the time it was the biggest armored heist that was unsolved.
I believe you're right.
Mm-hmm.
What year was this?
1990.
Ranieri.
Henrietta, your town.
Yeah, that's
right. Right on the Jeff.
Yeah. Ranieri, according to 13 Wham, also admitted to shooting and killing a business owner in Greece in the year 2000. Mm. A man police say was helping thieves launder some of that stolen money. In 2002, he pleaded guilty to federal racketeering and conspiracy charges. In 2003, he was given 30 years behind bars.
Mm.
This week, that sentence came to an end after 21 of those years. Ranieri is free. He's 59. He was released on Friday. And he's not the only guy, Tommy, from Rochester's criminal past that is getting his first taste of freedom in a long time.
Yeah.
You remember the name Dominic Taddeo?
Yep.
He worked as a hitman for the mob here in Rochester. He killed at least 3 people in the early 80s and went on the run in the late 80s with feds closing in on him. 2 years he was on the run?
Yeah.
2 years ago, he was moved to a halfway house to transition him into a life of freedom. And had he not left the halfway house to try and escape, he'd be a free man right now. He may be a free man again soon. Tommy, folks love talking about the old mob wars here in Rochester.
Yeah.
And there's a strange fondness for them.
Oh, yeah. It's a romance.
You almost brag.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those guys are looked at as heroes in a strange way. Now that these guys are getting out and moving back into real life with the rest of us, you still feel the same way about those guys?
An aging mobster moving into the neighborhood.
Yeah. Let's say that guy moved next door to you. Because they have to find some place to live. They have family members that may take them in. Hell, they may have money somewhere or somehow. All of a sudden, you wake up. You look outside. The for sale sign is gone. Mm-hmm. And there's a man with a nice pompadour haircut standing in his driveway.
Green pompadour. Nice Cadillac.
Yep. Jelly sandals, boxer shorts, V-neck white t-shirt.
Okay.
You excited about that?
So, Sammy the Ice Pick moved into town.
Yeah, next door.
I don't think I would fear that guy.
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, I mean, basically because their violence was controlled.
Mm.
It was business. They were killing each other.
Okay.
I don't think I would be scared of a 59-year-old retired hitman.
Okay, first of all, I don't know if
If I got like a varmint problem in the back, I got coyotes.
Yeah, what if he thinks you're that varmint, buddy?
You know, he disrespected my daughter, you know, and I, you know, this thing is, you know, it's in my backyard.
First off,
he doesn't treat me right.
I love the idea that people have that, like, oh, you know, retired criminal. You know, there's not a 401k for those guys, right?
Yeah. Well, right. If it is, it's in the trunk or buried in the backyard.
We talked about like 2 or 3 months ago that thief, jewel thief from Rochester, who committed a crime in his 70s.
Yeah.
You remember that story? Mm. And I'm not here to say, look, I understand that there are people that change their lives. We know a couple of them, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can come out and have a new...
Sure. Rehabilitated.
Yeah.
I think that would be my least fearful criminal living in the neighborhood.
Why?
Based on Hollywood.
Okay.
Probably got a delicious garden in the back.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Mob Rochester moves next door. Because, like, you...
Mob royalty.
And I don't know. I mean, but I don't know if these guys are royalty. I mean, these guys seem just
They're
like...
They're the only ones
guys.
Left, baby. A lot of them are gone.
Murder for hire, armored car heist. I mean, those are really cool to recount.
Bro, they make movies about what this guy did.
Yeah, you could actually go right next door and ask him about it, would you?
No, I wouldn't bring it up.
You'd wait for him to volunteer.
I wouldn't bring it up, but if he starts talking, I'm going to listen. It's very interesting.
Kimmy, would you be cool with that guy moving next door? Would you feel completely comfortable?
I don't know if it's the guy I'm scared of or the stuff that may follow him later in life
that I don't
want to be around.
Like what?
You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean? What? I don't know how many different things he could have been involved in at some point in his life. Where is it? Somebody going to come looking for that guy? Are they going to make a mistake and come to my house?
You think your ass is going to be a mistake for high end mobster hangout?
Again, like, you don't know. Like,
you don't decorate. You don't flash. You don't have a cool car in the front yard.
Again, you're just going based on Hollywood.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd be so afraid of the person, because they say, like, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Like, if you're on that guy's good side, it's probably a good thing.
I love how Kimmy's automatically in the mob now when the mobster moves next to her.
Well, I mean, I would definitely stay on that guy's good side, put it that way.
Okay.
But I think what would scare me more is the fear of the unknown kind of thing. Like, I don't know what's in his past.
Sure.
I don't know what could show up again.
I would definitely brag to you guys. Like, if a mobster moved in next door, I would have to brag to you guys.
Okay, but you wouldn't approach him unless he approached you.
Yeah, it would be very cool.
Okay, but that kind of makes you a sissy-ass bitch.
I wouldn't even ask for an autograph right away.
Why would you want an autograph of someone that he's a criminal? I mean, the guy, like, he didn't do anything, like, remarkable. I mean, the story's remarkable.
He stole $10 million.
Well, he was the getaway driver on it.
Hey, it's a team job.
He also murdered somebody.
I understand.
No, I see. You can't say that and make it okay. That doesn't automatically wipe clean.
Terrible story. God forbid. May they rest in peace.
The other thing that's interesting about you having this take,
again,
we're talking about Albert Ranieri. He was the getaway driver in the 1990 armored truck heist that got $10.8 million. As Tommy brought it up, it was it might still be one of the biggest heists in American history.
Mm-hmm.
He also... admitted to shooting and killing a business owner who police say was helping the thieves launder some of that money. He was sentenced to 30 years in 2003. He got out on Friday. He's 59 years old. That guy needs a place to live.
Yeah.
And a lot of these old mobsters from Rochester mobster history are out.
Yeah.
They're out. Everyone loves talking about the stories. Are you cool with them next door? You know, you say you base how you feel on Hollywood.
Yeah.
And how, you know, these guys have changed. How about this line from the most one of the most famous mob movies of all time?
What's that?
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
You think that went to 59-year-olds?
Yeah. Bro, every mob movie, the 59-year-olds are the ones in charge.
Takes them 20 minutes to get out of their car.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Austin. Hello, Austin.
Ooh, Austin.
Hello, Dovey. Hello there, Tommy.
Well, tell us about the mob there, Austin.
Well, I was on your side, Tommy, but now I'm not.
Well, please, Austin, come back to my side. Please, Austin. I beg of you, please.
Tommy. I'm siding with Tommy. I'm a big proponent of don't ask unnecessary questions, and unless you're asking those questions, why would you know that he was a former mobster?
Okay, but the fact that you'd be afraid, like if you had a couple of clues, right, like ideas, because like these people, these men, people know what they look like,
yeah,
right? I mean, they were right, headliners right here. The fact that you're afraid to ask the question lets me know that you are nervous.
I mean, I wouldn't be nervous because, one, I'm his neighbor, and two, he would be the biggest, you know, suspect if I were to go missing.
Yeah, but you're still missing. Like, that's the funniest part. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, maybe sure, they catch him.
He got caught, but guess where you're not, Austin? The planet anymore.
Yeah, because he shot me off to Mars. No, I still feel safe with him living next door to me. Okay. Like, I would become his friend. I'd probably become part of the mob. Who knows?
No, shut up, Austin. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest
of the day. Bring up a good point, though. Like, how many guys just by living next door to that dude now feel like they're a part of something?
Every dude.
You know?
Every dude.
One time I let him borrow my shovel. I don't know what he did with it.
You're totally right.
I had him autograph it.
Hey, look, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the folks coming out are automatically criminals again, right? Like, there's a guy that we know here in the show years ago. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a mobster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that dude was a killer.
Yeah, and he...
Nicest guys I've ever met.
One of the smartest, most introspective, kindest people I've ever met, right? Like, there's nothing that says these guys don't come out and everything's totally fine. Mm-hmm. But if you are nervous about it, which would also be an understandable reaction, how do you sit here and talk about, let me tell you about the mob wars back in the day, and my dad knew, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was all business. I also love your argument, too. Yeah. They all killed each other and it's only business. You don't know that.
Sometimes they miss and they hit the old lady coming out of the delicatessen.
They put bombs... They put bombs in cars, right? Like, you can't be sure
I know. They never parked it by schools.
You don't know that either.
I don't.
Okay. All right, let me ask you a question. Mm. All right, so let's say one of these old mobsters moves into your neighborhood, right next door, right? All of a sudden, you get invited to a cookout.
Hey, I'm going.
We want you to come over. Okay, you walk outside.
Oh, just for the sausage.
It's a driveway full of giant Buick and Cadillac Escalades.
Oh, my God. It's going to be the cooler.
Everyone's in velour sweatsuits.
Hey.
They walk out of their cars. Mm. They get out of their cars. They got bad intention faces. They're doing the tie adjustment. They're not even wearing ties.
So it's just their neck fat?
But no. You still excited about going over there?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's going to be relaxed, man. It's their day off. They don't talk business around a dinner table.
There's no such thing as a
What's
day
wrong
off?
With you?
Shut up. Would your wife be excited about going?
I wouldn't say anything.
Why? It's no big deal. You just told me it was no big deal.
No, she wouldn't want to go. Nah, she'd call her cops and get me.
Well, there's nothing to call the cops on. The guy didn't do anything illegal. He's just living next door to you. I mean, he paid his debt to society.
I think they're probably good neighbors.
Based on what?
Yeah.
They keep the place up nice.
What are you talking
respectable?
About?
Respectable.
Respect? Why? Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, it's funny.
Food would be off the charts.
It's funny. Like, I can think of 10 lesser crimes that if the person who committed that crime and did jail time moved next door to you, you would be wildly suspicious, super nervous.
Yes, you're right.
Any kind of theft, you're keeping an eye on that dude.
You mean like $10.8 million in a first time? Great, it's so weird. Because, like, you're suspicious of teenagers walking down your street in the middle of the day. But these actual criminals, some of the most famous stories in the history
but
of Rochester.
Professionals, okay. Man.
Yes.
They're organized.
He goes, all right, talk about this.
All right.
Old mobster, he's out of jail now. Right. Did his time. You know, he comes over. He goes, hey, can I borrow your power washer?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Okay. Week goes by. Hasn't given it back yet.
Yeah.
2 weeks goes by. Hasn't given it back yet.
Yeah.
You going over to ask for it?
No.
Why? You're not nervous?
First of all, I'm afraid of what he was washing off.
Why? You're not nervous.
Oh, let me ask you something, wise guy.
Okay, sure.
Former Fat Pat.
Okay.
Living in a neighborhood. What were you tipping the scales at? What was I? 300, 400?
Oh, I was 300 pounds.
Right,
which
so
by
call
the way,
it four.
And I love how like
it's an Irish three, so let's call it four. What? What were you gonna do?
No, nothing. I love how you say four and I have to go, no, I was only 300 pounds.
All right, so knock at your door. Big fat Tony standing there.
Yeah.
He's got a delicious tray of homemade cannolis that Anne Marie made.
Ooh.
His wife.
Ooh.
You know, he's got the pinky ring on. He's got the too tight sweater for summer, right? He's blinged out in Yankee stuff.
Okay.
And just as a little something, a little token, friendship in the neighborhood, my wife wanted me to deliver these cannolis.
Okay.
Do you take the cannolis and eat them? Knowing that they were paid for with blood money. These are blood cannolis.
Why would they be paid for with blood money?
These are bloody cannolis.
Why would they be paid for with
money? You would put in your fat mouth
and
suck down all that delicious ragout.
Okay.
All right?
No, I would be kind.
Oh.
Yes, no, I'm not saying.
I'm not kind loaning my power washer, but you're sucking down
his
blood cannolis.
My question. That sounds really dirty.
That would
be a great mob movie.
Blood cannolis.
The blood cannoli.
No, I'm not saying don't lend your power washer. The point I was making is you wouldn't ask for it back because you're scared. And I would admit, I would also.
Okay, you get the cannoli.
Yeah.
You eat the cannoli.
Uh-huh.
The blood cannoli. It's not that good.
No?
Oh.
It's not that good. He comes back to get the tray.
Yeah.
And knocks on the door. Hey. Yeah. Oh, those cannolis are delicious. Best cannoli you ever
had.
Why
would you, even to a non-mobster, why would you say they were bad?
First of all, what are you doing on the porch of Meta talking? Get back inside. Okay?
Okay.
Make a call. We have company.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Duff. All right, so I got a scenario for Tommy. So his Italian neighbor comes over.
By the way, can
over,
I stop
hey,
you real quick? Whenever we talk mobs, everybody got to talk like this all the time. Hey, yeah.
All right, so he could be an Irish mobster.
Okay, fair.
So whatever the nationality comes over, ask Tommy. Hey, I did a little research. I find out you're Sicilian. I got some stash money. You were talking about I don't have a retirement plan.
Are you in,
Mister? I'm a hider and a coward-er.
Wait, he's just gonna give me money because I'm from the old country?
No, he's asking you for a favor.
You're asking for a favor. I need a little help making this money reappear.
Oh, okay.
He wants you to take that money that you don't know where it's from. Yeah, from. And like you, which is funny because you and I both don't know how that would work.
I don't either. So.
Yeah, they're asking the wrong people.
He's at the brightest mobs. Oh, I'll take some cash. Right, yeah, I'm short.
No, he wants
Mr.
you to take.
Tommy, I can't do math in charge of the books.
He wants you to take his money and put it in your savings account.
Hold it for him.
Yes. You doing that?
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's just like a friendly neighborhood thing. I don't know where the money's from.
Sure.
How do I know?
Hold it for him for a while.
So
you can't say nothing.
Yeah. So not only do you have the threat of the legitimate law coming down on you because you don't know where that money comes from.
I have no idea, so they can't do anything to me.
Oh, is that how it works?
You got to explain to your wife where all this money came from.
Mm-hmm. I seem to remember a phrase. Ignorance is not what? How does that phrase go?
Ignorance is bliss.
No.
Ignorance is no excuse.
Thank you.
No, ignorance means you don't know nothing.
No, and then you are the most ignorant man.
I don't know nothing. Hey, see, not that I don't know nothing.
Mike, would you be uncomfortable if one of these guys moved next door?
No, I think you got to treat him like a regular neighbor.
Okay.
I mean, he's trying to re-indoctrinate himself into the neighborhood. He wants to fly under the radar. He doesn't want to be acknowledged. He doesn't want to have the spotlight on him. I think he just wants to carry on. He's done his time. He's done.
Sure, which is fair.
Yeah.
I just.
Right. But Mr. Tommy, Mr. Hollywood, everything plays out in a playwright somehow. He would totally oversell everything.
Mike, you know what he would do, too?
He'd change his outfit.
Exactly. Yes, he would. He would start dressing like a mobster.
Yeah, it'd be Tommy Poolboy in a Speedo tending to the pool garden.
Well, now you got me bent over for the mob?
Nobody wants to see that.
Well, he spent time in jail. What do you think he's doing?
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so you're scared, and that's okay. It's okay to
be scared.
Yeah,
I'm getting sodomized in a Speedo.
Pre-Speedo sodomization.
I got to hold on to one of those big statues he probably has in the backyard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, this item defines this period in American history.
Oh.
I mean, look, O.J. Simpson, as terrible as it is to say, defines maybe an entire decade with way everything worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, the folks that own this thing that was really what put O.J. on the map for the second part of his life, they want a lot of money.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Monsters Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into the story. With O.J. Simpson passing away on Thursday, there was money to be made everywhere.
Oh, sure.
And people are taking full advantage. Have you seen the t-shirts that are being sold on, like, Instagram and Twitter?
No.
It's just every kind of, like, O.J. memorabilia possible. They're trying to cash in. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, you brought up the Netflix and streaming services.
Yeah, it's like the top thing recommended because I think so many people are streaming it right now.
Oh, when they get interested again, yeah.
It'll be, like, trending documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one thing that, standing side by side with O.J. Simpson, is really the first image in your head. The white Bronco.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. The
Ford white Bronco.
Yeah. Yep, the slow chase that happened that night in June that we all watched on national television. With the renewed interest in O.J., the folks who own the white Bronco are looking to unload it.
Okay.
So right now it's at a crime museum on loan for free. The men who bought it, it looks like, bought it for just over like $100,000 a couple of years ago.
Before it's held their value.
It's only got 32,000 miles on it.
Very slow miles.
They want $1.5 million.
Damn. That sounds about right, though, considering what that is in American history.
Okay. What is it, though?
It has to be one of the most iconic, tragic vehicles I can think of. That I would put that right up there with JFK's presidential limousine.
Are you kidding me?
No, as far as iconic as, like, you've seen it. You know what it looks like. It was on TV so much. Like, that white Bronco is burnt into my head rolling down the highway. It's the same as, like, when you see Kennedy coming around the corner in Dallas. It's that iconic.
Okay.
Like, I show you just a still shot of that Bronco, you know exactly what it is.
You're right.
It's Michael Jackson on wheels, another horrible person.
And a horrible image.
Yes.
Right? Like, he's faster now.
I thought that there were multiple people that claimed to have this. Like, so, how do they know this is the Bronco?
So here's where the confusion
shows. Al Collins is still in it.
I'm AC, damn it. The confusion was... Mm-hmm. This is not actually OJ's Bronco. What a lot of people forget is it's AC's Bronco.
Yeah.
Al Cowlings owned this Bronco.
He gave him a ride, basically.
But OJ owned an identical white Bronco.
Oh, okay. So he had his own.
Yeah, so somebody bought that Bronco, claiming
this is
it was
the highway. This is the one that the police chase.
Bingo.
Okay.
So you think it's worth $1.5 million?
I would say, yeah.
How do you make money off it? Because you're not going to spend $1.5 million to just sit it in your driveway.
No, but there are car collectors that may want it. There might be car collectors that have, like...
Like, put it on display.
But they might have notorious cars. Like, you could have Al Capone's car. You could have any horrible person's automobile.
I don't know, man. Like, if I found out that somebody bought OJ's Bronco or AC's Bronco that had OJ in the back, I'm going to think a lot less of that person.
Yeah, but that person doesn't care, right?
Okay, fair enough.
They're collectors of all this macabre crap.
Well, but they do care because they're only collecting it to show it to other people.
Oh, yeah. And people will think that thing's cool, unfortunately.
So you want to hear, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
The most macabre, as you put it, thing about this story, the folks who initially bought the Bronco from AC bought it to give tours of the O.J. Simpson crime.
Yeah.
I'd imagine you have to be into the whole story.
Take the tour in L.A. in the Bronco?
Yes. They were going to charge people to get in the Bronco and take an O.J. Simpson crime tour throughout L.A. Yes. And the family of Nicole Brown Simpson and everybody else were so furious that they backed off.
I got to say, because, you know.
Shut up.
You know, when I was on the road, I'd go look at some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And I went to some murder scenes. Infamous. Infamous?
Infamous would be the word, yeah.
Yeah.
Fabulous murder scene in Dakota.
I drove 4 hours to see one in the middle of Kansas. I got to say, if I had the coin, if I was busted.
You would want to be seen getting in and out of that.
Nobody knows who I am in Los Angeles. Nobody knows. Oh,
nobody knows who you are here.
Well, even if they don't know who you are, you're going to get some dirty looks along the way.
No, you wouldn't. Nobody would even know what it is.
Bro, you just said yourself, it's the most iconic car. You think a Ford White Bronco driving in front of where the crime scene happened?
I think I would take that tour.
You would also.
I'm sorry.
I mean, the thing about that vehicle, too, is it's not like there were other people that had that vehicle at the time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like such a unique car itself where, like, you would instantly know that that's it.
Mm. Every time I see a Ford White Bronco, though,
I don't know how many are still out there, but yeah.
Let me ask you this. Sorry.
Let me just reset real quick. I'm sorry. 252 WCMF. The folks who own the white Bronco in which OJ had his slow speed chase after his death last week are trying to sell it. They want $1.5 million. By the way, the highest they've been offered in the past, $750,000.
Which is still pretty good.
These people have had it the whole time.
No. So Al Cowling sold it to a memorabilia collector. It disappeared for a while.
There's a buddy.
It was sitting in an underground garage in California. These guys bought it like a decade ago, but you were asking time.
All right. So we're sitting here and all of a sudden we find out that one of those stations down the hall is talking to the owner and that car is parked out front. The Bronco is parked out front. He's on Spizzano's show.
Okay.
Would you go down and look at that?
I'd probably go look at it.
Would you take a picture with it?
No.
Would you hold my phone while I stood in front of it and took a picture of me?
Well, if you were asking me to take a picture of you, yes, I would take a picture of you.
I just don't know where we stand.
No, I'm not going to be that much of a dude. I won't even participate in a
picture
taking.
Well, I don't know where you're.
I don't want to be a part of it.
I know how you get about things.
Horrible things? Like murders?
But if it doesn't change, I guess I look at it, it doesn't change anything. It happened. It's a terrible story. But it's also an interesting story.
Sure, yeah. Why not put money in the pockets of scumbags who want to profit off the death of people?
It's America. Hey, there's countries where you can't do it. You can't do that in North Korea. They do horrible stuff. Nobody makes any money except for Kim Jong-un.
I was going to say, he profits off of all of the horrible stuff.
Only he does. In America, everybody has an opportunity to profit off a tragedy. Only in America.
What are you, Don King now? What is wrong with you? Kimmy doesn't even know who that is.
You don't know who Don King
is? Promoter.
All right, I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Very good.
Good job. As you were.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.